Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to The Journey this week. It's the second Sunday of Easter. My name's Jude Hennessy, and really, really pleased that you've been able to join us this week. And I've got what we think is a really, really good show lined up for you this week. You're going to be hearing from the likes of Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Just spent last weekend up at Light to the Nations with a whole bunch of the MGLs. They are just fantastic. That was an amazing event with close to 800 families, the bulk of them young people, churning through the Easter Triduum. Great evangelising message of the gospel, people getting prayed with, people encountering the risen Lord. Really, really powerful stuff. Well, Father Dave Callahan is with the Missionaries of God's Love. He's speaking about dealing with our enemies today. Trish McCarthy's with us. She's going to talk to us about idleness. Father Mike Delaney in God in the Everyday is going to speak to us about the importance of marking milestone and marking in particular anniversary dates. Mother Hilda Scott is pulling open St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, and she's reflecting on those powerful words, "For I am certain of this." But to kick us off this week, we've got a reflection that, well, I'm going to read out for you, but it's from a wonderful priest called Father Donald Neary. He's a Jesuit, speaking to us all about faith for the gospel reflection that focuses on John 20, 19 to 31. It's the gospel reading for this Sunday, which is Divine Mercy Sunday right around the world. Let's hear that proclaimed now. Max Norden's going to do that for us. We're going to hear how 8 days later Jesus came and stood amongst them. Then you'll hear from me again, giving you some short but simple words in the reflection from Father Donald Neary, who's going to speak into the story of St. Thomas. It's often called Doubting Thomas, I think unfairly, because he didn't doubt in the end, he laid down his life. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. Let's get into it. Thanks for joining us on the journey.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We've seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look. Here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe." There were many other signs that Jesus worked and the disciples saw, but they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing this, you may have life through his name. The Gospel of the Lord. And now the Gospel reflection by Father Donald Neary, read by Jude Hennessy.
Only Faith by Father Donald Neary, SJ. Jesus spoke in short sentences and summed up a lot of life in a few words. His final beatitude is in the Gospel today. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. You can unpack that little phrase and in it you realise that faith is about things that cannot be proved, that it is not easy and that it brings a blessedness to life. It also includes ourselves, the ones of this year who still believe. Something is only by faith when everything else fades off. Our loved one dies and Only faith assures us that they are alive with God. Only faith assures us that He is with us when two or three gather. And only faith assures us that what we do for others, we do for Him. Faith assures us some of the best things of life. Finally, that we come from God and go to God. Thomas found difficulty with all this. Jesus dealt gently with him, pointing out the wounds of his body and inviting him to touch them. But Thomas never needed to touch the holes in Jesus' hands and feet. He was told that an even better happiness was to believe without touch or sight. He found faith now in the risen Lord, and the faith itself was Jesus' final gift to Thomas. We need to take time and let faith grow within us. This can be in prayer, in faith conversation, and in allowing ourselves to sit quietly and be in the presence of God. In the busy world, this may be difficult, but no day is diminished by time spent in silence and in quiet, knowing we are richly blessed when we grow our faith in God. Lord, I believe in your presence with me and within me. Strengthen my belief.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with Him again. Come awake, come and rise up from the grave.
listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Now, wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
In the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, St. Paul says a magnificent thing. He says, "For I am certain of this, neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, no depth, or any other creature can ever separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus." Don't you love it? It's those words, "For I am certain of this," that grab me. It is such a gift to be certain of anything. I'm certain. It gives a direction to one's life and somehow instills a confidence. It very much applies, as Paul suggests here, to our life with God. May I suggest that in the coming week, you actually sit down quietly and before God, go through all the things of which you are certain. "For I am certain of this, you are God. For I am certain of this, you see me as I am and you love me. For I am certain of this, my tears are not unknown to you. For I am certain of this, you will not let go of me. For I am certain of this, you have always been there for me. For I am certain of this." Furthermore, when you leave a bit of silence for God to speak, it might be just possible, you know, that he's taking your face in his tender hands, looking into your eyes and whispering to you, "For I am certain of this, my love for you will never leave you. For I am certain of this, if you were the only person in the world, I would have still come to this world and I would still have died just for you. For I am certain of this, that all is forgiven and forgotten between us. For I am certain of this, everything that is important to you is important to me. For I am certain of this, I want nothing more than to be with you for all eternity. For I am certain of this." I promise if you do that, it'll do both you and God a great deal of good.
I hope you enjoyed that from Mother Hilda Scott. Wisdom from the Abbey is her wonderful segment. Thanks, Mother Hilda, for all you add to our show and that you've done for such a long time now. We're coming up to 9 years. And Mother Hilda this week reflected on that gospel passage from Romans 8 and the line, "For I'm certain of this, I'm certain of this for sure, that you love me as I am, that you've always been there for me, that my tears are not unknown to you, that you won't let go of me." Thanks to Mother Hilda Scott there. Hearing some great music already, some real Easter music. Heard from Matt Maher before the break, "Christ is Risen." Here's another great song for you. It's from Chris Tomlin, "Praise Him Forever." After the break, Father Mike Delaney is going to bring us his segment, "God in the Everyday," and he's going to speak to us about the importance of anniversaries in our lives and remembering them, marking those milestones. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. Thanks for joining us this week on The Journey.
Praise Him, you thunder clouds. of God, all creation cries. Hear the holy roar, hear this anthem rise. In the house of God, all creation cries. Hear the holy roar, hear this anthem rise. In the house of God, all creation cries. Hear the holy roar, hear this anthem rise. In the house of God, all creation cries. All sing praise. Let everything that breathes, let all the earth proclaim. Great is the Lord our God. Praise Him forever. Let all that is within me magnify His name. Great is the Lord our God. Praise Him forever. Praise Him.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Come.
And now, seeing God in life's everyday events, here's Father Mike Delaney.
My mum was a great letter writer. She wrote many letters and always seemed to be getting heaps of letters in response from people scattered around the country who kept in contact with her. For most of the last 40 years of her life, a period just before I went to the seminary, she would get me to prepare a list of addresses of various priests she had known, so that when their ordination anniversary came round, she would send them a congratulatory card with the promise of her continuing prayers. I can remember in particular one Marist priest who was working as a missionary on a Pacific island. He wrote back to her and said that she was the only one who ever remembered. And the letter was tinged with a little bit of disappointment because he'd only been ordained 8 years and no one from his family had remembered. Over the years, I would get emails or phone calls from classmates expressing their thanks for Mum's card and prayers. They obviously contacted her as well. But after her death, I continued the tradition for a few years, but then the wheels fell off my good intentions, and I might sometimes send a text today if I happen to remember a particular date or person. I know that our lives can be hectic, and then we can be caught up in all sorts of busyness. But I wonder how much some simple words of encouragement and support could mean to many of our priests at this time. I know that we, priests, are sometimes the cause of our own difficulties, but I also know that a few words of encouragement can make a great difference. Just recently, I got an email from a parishioner from a parish I'd worked in many years ago, who asked if I'd remembered a particular incident. In my email back, I had to admit that I didn't, but I did remember them and their family. And then, not sure where the email conversation was actually heading, I asked, could I phone them? The answer came back quickly, said that it wasn't necessary. They just wanted me to know that something I had said and done for them at the time had enabled a family rift to be healed. The person who had been instrumental in causing the difficulties had recently died, and that the whole family had gathered for the funeral, and that they had all been at peace, something that they didn't think could have ever happened. My story has moved on a little from my mother writing notes of encouragement and support to priests on their anniversaries to a challenge. Do you know the date of your priest or pastor or minister's anniversary of ordination? For Catholics, there's actually a website, catholicdirectory.com.au/ordinations, where you can get info about the ordinations of the various priests. I check it each morning before praying the morning prayer of the church to remember the men ordained that day. So what words of encouragement and support might you be able to offer your local priest or clergy when their ordination day comes around?
Thanks so much to Father Mike Delaney there. Great challenge. Find out the anniversary date of your pastor. And just as we celebrate wedding anniversaries, celebrate the anniversaries of their ordination or maybe their entry into ministry if you're from Protestant church. Doesn't matter. Let's show that gratitude and let's show our solidarity and prayerfulness with them and being really thankful for the way they dedicate their lives to Christ and to us. Affirmation's so powerful, isn't it? We're quick to criticise and slow to affirm. We need to change that around. It needs to be the mark of the Christian to be the encourager. After the break, Trish McCathy is going to bring us milk and honey. She's going to talk to us about the dangers of idleness in our life and how if we're not careful, it can really cripple us. It's after the break. Here's Wren Collective first, though. Your name is power. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and you're on the journey.
You're the only answer to the darkness. You're the only right among the wrong. You're the only hope among the chaos. You are the voice that calls me on, louder than every lie.
my sword in every fight. The truth will chase away the night. Your name is power over darkness, freedom for the captives, mercy for the broken and the hopeless. Your name is faithful in the battle, glory in the struggle.
Hope, love, and life. This is The Journey. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Idleness. This is probably my single greatest enemy, but an easy place to fall into given my way of life and nature. One thing you notice about a car left idle is that it's going nowhere. And as humans, this can be a dangerous place to be. Dangerous because it can be a breeding ground for thoughts of doubt, fear, temptation, and anxiety. And we know that these are not of God's nature. Left to grow stronger, they can have a crippling effect on our life. It would be important to mention here there is a distinction between rest and idleness. Rest is good, productive, beneficial and necessary. Idleness may be seen as contrary to discipline, diligence, attentiveness, creativity, engagement, presence, mindfulness, participation, astuteness, direction and purpose. Idle speech may occur when we lack control over our conversations. We seek to fill the void or voice our opinion, which often leads to gossip or criticism of others. Idleness may also be seen in a lack of purposeful action. We lack a plan, some direction. Therefore, we end up doing nothing, feeling unmotivated, unclear, and unproductive, which in turn may lead us to feel like we don't measure up. There are many ways this may play out in our life. But it's the end consequences that warrant us to look at idleness seriously and address it as soon as possible. Purposeful planning, self-control, and digesting words of truth are good places to start to combat idleness. And so I encourage you to look for ways to practice these three things throughout the week.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished. The end is written, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Out of the silence, the roaring light.
That was Phil Wickham. The song's Living Hope. It's a cracker. Great songs we've got picked out for you this week. Thanks to Max Norden, our sound editor. He does a great job. Hope you're enjoying them. Don't forget, you can give us some feedback whenever you want to. Just go to jcr.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. You might be one of the people in giving that feedback that gives Trish McCarthy a rap. She certainly gets plenty of those. And the great tips she gave us on how to avoid idleness and all of the dangers and doubts and anxieties and temptations that come from idleness, and our purposeful planning, self-control, and digesting words of truth, often through the scriptures, combats idleness. Idleness, it's the opposite of running the race to the finish, isn't it? Doesn't mean we can't have times of quietness and stillness. We need that, absolutely. That prayerfulness is important. But that's deliberate in itself. There's nothing idle about that deliberate prayerfulness. So thanks to Trish for that. Coming up after the break, Father Dave Callahan's going to round out the show for us. The Call is his segment. He's going to talk to us really powerfully about how we deal with enemies. And he's really going to speak powerfully about how discouragement is the devil's favourite weapon. We need to be awake to that. What's after the break? Here's the song I Got Saved from Cellar. Father Dave Callahan after the break. And then we'll almost be at the end. Faith, Hope, Love and Life. My name's Jude Hennessy. Hope you're enjoying the ride. It's The Journey.
From Emmanuel's veins, the sinner was plunged beneath the flood and got saved. Since then I walk in forgiveness, all of my guilt was erased, the chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I walk? Tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross and got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored, have made right. He got a hold.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
It has been said that the best way to defeat your enemy is not to beat them on the battlefield, but to destroy their will to fight. This is something that every Christian needs to understand very clearly. Scripture tells us that the one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. If God is for us, no one can stand against us. We know that God is more powerful than the enemy, yet every day we find ourselves defeated as we fall into sin and temptation. Discouragement is the devil's favorite weapon. He knows that he cannot win if we have the whole power of God on our side, so he simply destroys our will to fight. This feeling of discouragement can rise up at any time. In the most subtle ways, we find that our thoughts become negative and we lose hope. We need to be constantly on guard against this movement in our spirit and recognize it as spiritual attack. If anything, this sense of discouragement should encourage us, because we realize that the enemy would not be trying to destroy our will to fight unless we were a threat to his plans. So turn back to the cross, pray to the Spirit for hope every time you feel discouraged. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
justice waiting. God so loved the world.
That's We the Kingdom and the song God So Loved the World. It's a bit of a new one for me. I really liked it. Thank you, though, to Father Dave Callahan, who just really powerfully reminded us that the best way to defeat an enemy is to destroy their will to fight. And that's what our enemy, the evil one, tries to do. And that's something that every Christian needs to understand clearly. We know that God's more powerful than the enemy, yet every day we find ourselves defeated as we fall into temptation or sin. And discouragement is often the fruit of that, and it's the devil's favourite weapon. So we've got to be constantly on guard against that and turn back to the cross, turn back to Jesus and pray to the Spirit for hope every time we feel discouraged. Thanks to all of our contributors to the show this week, to Father Dave, who we just heard from, to Trish McCarthy, Father Mike Delaney, Mother Hilda Scott. Thanks to Max Norden for putting the show together. Hope you're having a wonderful Easter season. It's time to go back to school this week for lots and lots of people right around the country. Hope you've had a nice break if you've been lucky enough to have a few holidays. And as we head into the autumn and not too far away, the winter months, hope that you're somewhere warm and avoiding more rain that's coming down on the east coast of Australia. Just keeps coming. We will be doing it all again next week. Hope you can join us. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy and you've been on The Journey.
The Journey is presented by Jude Hennessy and produced by Max Norden from the office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.